This is a special report from ABC News. Secret Service Director resigns. I'm Sherry Preston. She was grilled for 5 hours yesterday on Capitol Hill, and she has been under pressure to step down following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Well, today, the head of the Secret Service has resigned. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on how Kimberly Cheadle's congressional hearing went on Monday.
She was not simply able to give a clear-cut answer to the question that everyone has been focused on. Why was there not Secret Service or law enforcement personnel on top of the roof? Why was there not law enforcement personnel stationed around that building that had a clear line of sight directly to the former president? Why was there not law enforcement personnel around the building to make sure no one could get to the top of the roof?
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he hopes her replacement
will be very sober-minded about the responsibility and take into account the very dangerous times in which we live.
This is ABC News. One arrest in connection with an intricate network used to pump illegal drugs into the United States.
The Percocet or Adderall tablet sold on the street of your town might not be what it seems.
That pill was manufactured in Mexico using precursors that were imported from China and laced with fentanyl.
U.S. Attorney Alamdar Hamdani says 2.2 tons of the precursor chemicals were intercepted at Laredo, Texas, and traced to 48-year-old Minsu Feng, who's now been indicted and charged. Hamdani says it's one of the biggest seizures of fentanyl precursor chemicals in U.S. history. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Amid the war in Gaza, an agreement among Palestinians, representatives from longtime rivals Hamas and Fatah signing a declaration in China. They say they'll work to form a new government. Home sales slipping in June. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes fell more than 5% compared to the previous month and a year ago. It's the fourth straight month that sales have dropped. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Today's news update from ABC is sponsored by Community First Bank, first for you. The forecast calls for temperatures to reach around 80 degrees today, with scattered shower possibilities today and tonight as well. For tomorrow, 77 and turning less humid. For Thursday, near 80 and mostly sunny and mild conditions. Friday, seasonal with a lot of sunshine and a high of 83. Right now in Richland Center, west winds are at 5 to 8 miles per hour, and we're at 74 degrees after nearly an inch of rain early this morning.
WRCO 100.9.
It's crazy how manipulation feels like a soft blanket holding you tight. And every night sleeping next to someone's just as warm as the gaslight. It's funny how jealousy sounds like somebody's worried about you. And all that control takes on different roles. Don't realize the toll it takes on you. Love's supposed to feel like this. It's funny how I used to make excuses as often as I breathe. Supposed to feel like this.
Ingrid Andress on WRCO FM 100.9, 7 minutes past 11 o'clock on a Tuesday that is just, it's going by pretty quickly. I guess that's what happens when you're busy or busy looking busy. Here's Kenny Chesney in Old Dominion.
Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my dad at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand. I feel better with a cold.
Breaking. all-star team. And through high school and college, he lived out his dream. And his hometown friends said the big leagues called. They said, are you gonna try out? He just smiled and said, no. Commissioner spoke, and he gave him a plaque, and he said, well done. Then he leaned in and whispered, somewhere, someone, saying, I'm gonna break the record. I'm swinging for the fence. My brother had a letter on his sweater, but I can do better. I'm a real go-getter. Watch me now. I'm gonna break the record.
I'm going to break the record. The Warren Brothers on WRCO, 73 degrees here in Richland Center. Getting you set for the day and some info to get you in the know with news, weather, and sports update and community calendar. Lots of stuff going on around the area this week. And a reminder, a Red Cross blood drive is going on today in Lone Rock at the Lone Rock Community Building. They'll be holding that between 12:30 until 5:30 today, and walk-ins will be accepted. There's a guy that influenced a lot of the current country artists as far as storytelling and whatnot. Dan Fogelberg on FM 100.9.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve. Then her eyes flew open wide.
celebrity birthdays today include country music's Danielle Bradbury, and Danielle is 28, got famous on The Voice a few years ago. Drummer Neil Perry of the band Perry is 34. Musician Alison Krauss is 53. Guitarist Slash of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is 59. Actor Woody Harrelson turns 63. And singer David Essex, a one-hit wonder here in the country, sang the original version of Rock On. And actor Ronnie Cox, famous for the movie Deliverance and the movie RoboCop, he is 86. Back in the day, he was in a short-lived TV series that was on Phil's must-see TV list, back when he had the Farmers 2.5, almost 3 channels, but that a show called Apple's Way, where he played the father, and I always thought that was a really good show. But it didn't last very long. Good ratings in Aubrey Corners, but that was about it, I guess.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Gunderson Baskerville is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic today.
Get ready for the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration. Join the fun this weekend for a weekend packed with fun and excitement. Kicking off Friday night, groove to live music from High Mileage. Enjoy live entertainment, delicious food, and refreshing cold drinks all weekend long. Bring the family for a youth baseball tournament, volleyball, beanbags, and inflatables for the kids. On Sunday, savor a mouth-watering chicken barbecue starting at noon, and don't miss the grand parade at 11 a.m. Saturday night, Sean Shell will perform from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Plus, kids can enjoy a pedal pull and fire truck rides. It's the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration, July 26th through 28th. Be there for an unforgettable weekend.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
100.9 WRCO.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done. We're just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go.
On FM 100.9 WRCO, country and community. Just ahead of news, weather, and sports today, this is Aaron Tippin.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light. But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty, just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on the string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on the string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Stand for something, or you fall for anything.
It is 74 degrees at WRCO in Richland Center. This news update is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget.
This is a special report from ABC News. Secret Service Director resigns. I'm Sherry Preston. She was grilled for 5 hours yesterday on Capitol Hill, and she has been under pressure to step down following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Well, today, the head of the Secret Service has resigned. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on how Kimberly Cheadle's congressional hearing went on Monday.
She was not simply able to give a clear-cut answer to the question that everyone has been focused on. Why was there not Secret Service or law enforcement personnel on top of the roof? Why was there not law enforcement personnel stationed around that building that had a clear line of sight directly to the former president? Why was there not law enforcement personnel around the building to make sure no one could get to the top of the roof?
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he hopes her replacement
will be very sober-minded about the responsibility and take into account the very dangerous times in which we live.
This is ABC News.
For top-notch WIC buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Brewers left the bases loaded twice in a frustrating 3-1 loss at Chicago Monday night. Tobias Myers was saddled with the loss. That defeat breaks a 3-game winning streak for Milwaukee. The Brewers were held scoreless until Willy Adames pounded his 16th home run in the 8th inning. Ian Happ had a home run for the Cubs. Colin Ray starts the second game of the 3-game series tonight at Wrigley Field. Packer training camp continues, but there's no Jordan Love under center for practices. Love took part in organized team activities, but won't be on the field until he has a new contract agreement. He figures to get a deal that will make him one of the highest paid NFL players in history, possibly the highest paid. The team did reach an agreement with one of its top defenders. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark signed a 3-year deal worth $64 million. And on Friday, LeBron James will carry the U.S. flag, but first, he carried the U.S. men's basketball team. Again, James scored the final 11 points for the Americans down the stretch, and the four-time reigning Olympic gold medalist held off World Cup champion Germany 92-88 in London on Monday night in their final tune-up before the Paris Games start later this week. I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
For the afternoon, temperatures in the upper 70s to 80 with some scattered showers possible. Spotty showers possible early this evening at a low of 60. 77 tomorrow and Thursday, sunny and mild, and a high near 80. We have a northwest wind at 2 miles per hour. After nearly an inch of rain this morning, it is 74 degrees.
The Boscobel Antique Club presents the 11th annual Smoke in the Valley Dirt Pole, Saturday, July 27th at 6 p.m. The Boscobel Antique Grounds is located off Highway 133 on Chestnut Street. The show features the Southwest Polars, food stand, and beer tent on the grounds. No carry-ins, please. Gate fee is $10. Under 10 is free. Major sponsors include Bumper to Bumper, Old 61 Diner, Bray's Trucking, Hillsborough Equipment, and Rolling Thunder Party Bus. Boscobel for Smoke in the Valley, Saturday, July 27th at the Boscobel Antique Club Grounds.
Here's a look at Community Calendar, sponsored in part by Pratt Funeral Service and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The sidewalks at WCCU, located on Highway 14 East, are being replaced while work is being done. The doors will remain open to patrons. Please note that there will be a temporary closure of the Rockbridge Meal site for the excavation and repair of the Bethlehem Lutheran Academy parking lot. Planned repairs are set to start this week. The Rockbridge Meal site plans to open again as usual next Monday, July 29th. Participants are welcome to attend another meal site location this week if they would like. A Red Cross blood drive is happening today from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Also on Wednesday from 9 until 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department as well. Vernon Memorial Hospital Foundation presents Films on the Field, a summer movie series. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and watch the movies at the Fairgrounds Racetrack Field on a jumbo screen. For tonight, they'll feature Back to the Future. That begins at 7. Concessions and food trucks will be available starting at 6. Advance tickets priced at $5 are available online as well as at interland3.donorperfect.net. Tickets the day of the event, $8. All concessions and ticket sales support Vernon Memorial Hospital. Second Harvest in Gays Mills, the fourth Wednesday of each month, including tomorrow. Food pickup is held between 2 and 3. Those attending are asked to not arrive prior to 1:30. Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be in the area Thursday. All are welcome to pick up food bags in Rockbridge at the Natural Bridge store from 10:30 until 11:30 and in Casanova from 12:30 until 1:30 near Alibi's Bar and Grill on East Main Street. Elsewhere, a reminder, Dr. Christine Richards will talk about different ways to prevent pregnancy, including barrier methods, hormonal options, and surgical techniques during her presentation, Options for Contraception, Thursday, July 25th at 7 at the Richland Center Democrats Building. Dr. Richards, a family physician who has worked at the Richland Hospital for over 20 years. All are welcome to this casual conversation, which is free and open to the public. Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition will be held Friday night at 7 at the Blue River Community Building. The Historic Temple Theater in Viroqua will host the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra Friday night at 7, touring nonstop since 1956. The GMO continues in popularity with an annual tour schedule of over 200 performances across North America and the globe. Tickets priced at $40 available at historictempletheater.com. The Old Franklin Township Historical Society and the Kramer Library are sponsoring a presentation by Janet Alcamo at the Kramer Library in Plain Saturday. Janet published a book about her great-great-grandfather titled Joseph Bandel, Soldier, Farmer, Country Doctor. That will be going on this weekend in Plain, among the many festivities during the Plain Fire and EMS three-day festival. They'll have music all 3 days, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Rockbridge will host a special outdoor Christmas in July service coming up Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And a reminder, Grace Community Church in Richland Center will host Vacation Bible School Monday through Thursday of next week from 9 until 11:30 each morning. Children entering kindergarten to fifth grade are invited to attend. This event is free, but registration is required. Call Grace Community Church at 608-647-2222 or register online at gracecommunitych.breezechms.com. Let's look at today's WRCO community calendar.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at
ice cream. You scream, we all scream for ice cream.
She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock. We were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me. Imagining. And when her mama called and it was time to go, I tried to find ways to make it never end. Swinging rope, jumping in. Man, I was a cannonball champion. When she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Like I was doing much, and I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me, suntan lines and cut off jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Came and that summer went. That was the best dang summer that I ever spent. I could still see her dancing in that hot summer mist. Sun halo glowing, she was heaven sent. With that laugh and a smile, now all I can do is grin. When I think back to that summer when I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Me, just help me. Something lies and put on jeans. And all the things that we could have been, I was imagining. She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17.
Ken DeBosch, he was in the studio with us, about a month ago or so, and a song called Imagining. Congrats to Dwayne Ewers, winner of our ice cream this time around. We're going to send it to him. Hopefully it doesn't melt in the mail. No, just kidding. But anyway, we'll get him a certificate for Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center for hearing the Ice Cream Man during the month of July, Ice Cream Month.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
Napa know-how.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
'Cause you love me
3 weeks running for Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. We'll talk to you again bright and early tomorrow morning right here on WRCO. Have a great Tuesday.